Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. Episode 42 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest and Zoe Turner with you once more. Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Have an exciting week.
Just always, as usual, very busy, and my car's been poorly this week as well.
You managed to arrive somewhere incredibly late at all?
Very late, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed even for myself.
Yes, this is late on a new scale for you, isn't it? But there we go.
So I feel like a naughty schoolgirl.
So what's been going on in your world? Come on.
I've had a poorly car.
You know that bit, yeah.
Mm. What else have I done? Gosh, just lots of work. Oh, my arm's feeling a bit funny.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I must have... Shall I show you something? Look, see that there?
There's a lump.
Yes, that's not normal, is it?
Oh, I saw an old woman with a lump like that on the train once.
It's where I'm typing, you see. I'm not doing it properly. I've got to go to the doctor.
I'll go and see the doctor about that.
It's making my hands go all numb and it's going up my arm now.
Your hand modelling days are over, aren't they?
Mm.
Mind you, they never really started because of your nails and some funny fingers, but there we are.
So I've got long fingers, very good for playing the piano, I've been told.
Okay, can you play the piano?
Slightly.
Okay, right. Mm. Okay.
One-fingered.
Right, okay, that's not playing the piano, is
chopsticks.
It? That's chopsticks, yes. Right, on the programme today, here on this lovely podcast, we have on the way, we'll be talking to Bob Herman a little bit later on. He's joining us to tell us about music promotion. We'll also be talking to the one and only Robert Bowers.
Oh, yes.
He's got some work on display in the States. We'll mention that to him. Music today comes from...
Ben Drummond.
Well done. You got his name right.
He's very, very good as
yes,
well.
Yes, and he's joining us on the phone in a short while's time. Meanwhile, though, we have a mystery guest on the phone for you to guess who they are.
Oh, dear. So, I'm going to be even worse at this than you are now.
Oh, you're going to be hopeless. Mystery guest, hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Now, I'm going to give one clue, and I will say that you sing. Now, Zoe has to now ask you lots more questions to try and work out your name, OK?
Oh, are you from Wolverhampton?
No, I'm not.
Oh, right, OK, that stumped me.
Right, she's a singer, so try...
What has been your latest single?
I'm just recording a new demo, actually. So there isn't a single at the moment, but it's in the process. I'm actually in the studio next week.
Oh, right. Have you recorded with anybody famous, like that you can name that I might be able to guess who you are from?
I have been, actually, on the BBC a couple of times. One of them was with Leslie Garrett. It was a few years ago.
Mm.
So that's sort of an opera feel to the singing, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh,
on
dear.
On the BBC programme Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to guess? Here. No, I wouldn't imagine. So I'm useless at the best of times.
Mystery guest, please reintroduce yourself.
Zoe Turner.
Stop it! Are you really?
I am.
How strange is that? What's your middle name?
Anne with an E.
Oh, that's my mum's middle name, actually, funnily enough. Yeah.
Oh,
that's scary.
So tell us about the world of opera singing then, and this bit with Leslie Garrett. I'm impressed by that. What's the story?
Oh, well, you know, I've been singing all my life, really. I went, you know, from school to Trinity College in London. Wonderful experience. Took me on to other experiences, you know, and travelling lots, singing in France, Italy, Belgium, Turkish TV as well, Holland, lots of concerts and meeting lots of people and new experiences.
It's the name, you see. It's just an artistic flair in the name, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's the strangest interview request you've ever had? Oh, hang on, it'll be this one, won't it? Yeah. Will you do this because your name's the same as my co-host? But, I mean, with things like the work with Leslie Garrett, I mean, what's it like working on events like that for the Beeb?
Oh, it's really good. It's great fun. Yeah, there's lots of makeup and all that sort of glamour side of it. Lots of waiting around as well, obviously. But it's great, you know, that lights and cameras.
Perhaps really... I could experience some of that myself, Jason, do you think?
Well, the Mrs. Turner at this end, do you sing ever properly?
I don't. That's one of the things that I wish I could really do is sing, but I am awful.
She's yet to prove it to us, but we're looking forward to that moment. Maybe a duet. Could you? Is there a song that you could both sing together for us now, do you think?
I wouldn't imagine so, Jason. not without it raining. So,
tell us about what you're recording at the moment, and if you're heading into the studio. Is this, you say a demo, but is this for pop work or opera work? Or?
It's for opera, so I'm hoping to do 5 arias next week, and then another 5, and put together an album actually over the next few months. So just rehearsing for that at the moment, but it's pure opera: Puccini, Mozart, Verdi.
I always imagine that to be the most difficult form of singing opera, because if you don't get your breathing right, it sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yes, you've just got to get every note absolutely correct. Yeah. So lots of this involved, but it's a joy to, you know, practice makes perfect.
And do you actually get to choose what you're doing yourself for this one, as it is a project that you're putting together for your demo, or have you had someone guiding you on what orchestration is available?
It's with piano, so it's my own project at the moment, yes.
And do you play piano as well?
A little bit.
More than Zoe on this end, I'm guessing.
Long fingers. Look, how spooky was that? I mentioned about my long fingers and piano playing.
I know, yeah.
Do you have long fingers?
Yes.
So where do things move on from here then? Because I suppose with the demo, the album is going to be there and you're going to hit the charts. But are you doing lots of singing in other venues? Or do you get private bookings for corporate events if they want someone to come and warble a bit?
Private bookings and concerts. It's all on my website, actually, zoeturner.net.
Oh, I wanted that one, Jason, and it was gone.
Yeah, I'm going back to Italy this summer to do Piazza concerts, which are just great, you know, especially Italian arias to Italian people. It's marvellous.
It all sounds very exciting. Yeah,
how'd you cope
it?
With the whole speaking Italian thing then? Because
yes, take a big deep breath and hope you say the right words. Yeah.
So you don't know the meaning of what you're singing much of the time, I take it.
Oh, actually, you have to really know what you're singing about. You've got to be convincing. Yeah. So
you can put the emotion in, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah.
You have to sing from the heart. So I do actually learn all my arias, every word, what they mean. Yes. No. That's the hard part.
Well, brilliant. I mean, ZoeTurner.net, are the ways of hearing you on there? Are there a few demo samples in there?
Yes, there are. There are some voice samples.
I'm going to go and have a look later, Jason. That sounds really exciting.
Well, you can contact me on Facebook, just ZoeTurner.
Okay. Yep.
So, I should do that.
I think you should both be friends. I'm friends with 2 other Jason Forrests, which, and as I was mentioning to your agent a little bit earlier on, we've interviewed Jason Forrest, the fashion designer, on here. And so we may have to get more of the Zoe Turners in the wall. Have you ever looked at how many Zoes there are? Have you ever come across a Zoe as well in your travels?
I have. Because there's another Zoe Turner in America, because when you're looking to get your website kind of address,
yeah.
You discover, oh, there's another Zoe Turner, and I've seen you, actually, Zoe.
So have you all been looking at, like, each other across the net, then, looking at all the Zoe Turners?
You must have been over the years, yeah.
It's amazing now to put the voice to the face. I've seen a picture of you on the...
Ooh, how freaky.
She was probably wearing clothes that didn't match at the time as well, but there we go. That's your little trait, isn't it? That's the way you'll know.
Yes, bad fashion, according to Jason.
But there we go. Zoe Turner, lovely speaking to you, which is something I rarely say about the one I've got in the room with me.
Isn't he naughty?
ZoeTurner.net if you do want to find out more. And you're available for bookings. And I take all the contact details and how to get a hold of you via your agent are all on there as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks ever so much for popping on. I shall speak to you later on Facebook.
Yes.
Ciao for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
How strange was that?
After the excitement of having 2 Zoe Turners simultaneously, we'd better have took some music, isn't it, really?
It is, and from the very fantastic Ben Drummond. I've heard him play live as well. He's lovely.
What have we got?
We have The Wait.
So man, I wanna give you what's all in my hands, to smoke this pipe of peace, but staring in disbelief at a system that can break you down. The king, he wears no crown. the daylight breaks apart. The chains around your heart. Tide, you were gone without warning. Places were seen fall apart at the seams. Like the glaciers falling into the sea. And shocked to find a whole city overloads. Line up the schemers and cynical dreamers. Holding back tonight to own their piece of sky. To own their piece of sky.
Drummond with the wait and wait no more. I'd have to be done. He's on the phone. Hello, sir.
That was a bit of a.
that was Dennis Zombie's level, wasn't it? Well, there we are. How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you, Jason. Yourself?
I am very good. All exciting in your world at the moment, though, isn't it?
It is. It's all going on. There's a baby on the way. And there's an EP out. And, yeah, I've just won the MySpace Vodafone Artist to Watch competition. So, yeah, it's all pretty mental.
It's all really good. So, which is going to be the worst, giving birth to the baby or the birth of the EP?
I don't think
he
has to worry about that, though.
He does, because he'll be your hand being crushed during the actual birthing process.
Well, there is this, yeah. I have insured the left hand.
So. Well, that's it. You need that to play with.
It'd affect the guitar player. Musically, then, this Vodafone thing, explain how you ended up in this one. It was rather a large competition, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, it's been fantastic because it was picked out of sort of, I think, about 850,000 artists and stuff that are on MySpace.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Yeah. And it was whittled down to 10. The last 10 were judged by the American band, The One Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of, their lead singer, Ryan Tedder, picked it out of the last 10. And which is great, you know. I like a lot of the work he's done, and he's one of the most in demand producers and writers in music at the moment. So it's quite an accolade.
Excellent.
So what did you get for that, Phil, for winning that? I mean, is your tune going to be on new Vodafones or?
There was talk of that. They've given me free studio time and a lot of promotion via MySpace. It took my tracks being played probably 30 times a day to just over 3,500.
Oh, that's good.
Which
that's
was not
nice,
bad.
And lots of nice positive things. Yeah. And there's possible links in with publishing now. And you know, it's kind of, as Jason knows, I've been working on this particular record for Probably the best part of 3.5 years.
You've been so busy, it's having time to do it as much as anything else, isn't it? Because you've got a load of other work with the stuff you're doing there in the Jam House as well.
Yeah, well, I'm one of the directors at the Jam House, and I put nights on there, and we showcase up-and-coming talent, which is brilliant, you know, because it gets me to see bands that I wouldn't usually see, or artists that I wouldn't usually see, and then we give them a good stage that it's... you know, it's got a good reputation, you know, having Jules Holland as the lead guy there as well. So, yeah, it's great in regards to work. And I've got a couple of corporate-y-type gigs that I do as well. So, yeah, it's pretty non-stop. And a baby on the way. So.
Gosh, how exciting. Are you all prepared?
Do you know if it's a boy or girl yet?
A little girl.
Oh. Any names yet?
We're thinking Alicia May.
Oh, that's lovely.
You were going to push for Zoe then for a minute, weren't you, Zoe?
I was thinking Jason, but my wife, she's not forward thinking like that.
Jason Drummond.
That wouldn't be quite right, would it? No, so, that's obviously going to make a major change to the most of your working life as well, because you've got to focus on the little one as well now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's good, you know, because I'm not exactly a spring chicken. In rock terms, well, I suppose, you'd look at it as... you know, I mean, a lot of the rock bands and the pop artists are, you know, they're sort of 16 to 22, and I'm 31, so that's kind of cool anyway. You know, I've got experience under my belt.
Mm-hmm. And an actual talented like some of those people as well.
We won't go into that. Political.
So the EP is out there. We'll be taking 3 tracks of it in all.
Yeah.
If people do want to download it, listen into it, click accept, buy it, where do they go?
Yeah, well, it's available on iTunes at the end of the week. You can also go to my MySpace, which is MySpace/drumandmusic. You can download it there for free at the moment. So.
That'll change, I trust.
Yeah, well, it's going to change, especially when I've got another mouth to feed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the links for it, and there's a couple of videos and stuff that people can see me doing my thing live as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the MySpace.
And are you playing at the Jam House in the near future at one of these events as well?
Well, the next Jam House date is actually the end of April, which is the 27th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a solo gig at a new venue in Leamington Spa, which is called the Blue Room, which is quite a really nice, posh hotel. It's the Episode Hotel in Leamington Spa. And I'm doing the Folk on the Water Festival later on in the year, which is around... July, I believe.
All the dates will be on your website, so you can check it out there. myspace.com/drumandmusic.
Yeah.
Are you not going to the Brood Music Festival?
I'm not, unfortunately, because I'm working.
No.
Yeah, I'm doing
something. It would be nice to catch up with you then.
I would have loved to, actually. Yeah. It's been far too long again, hasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And how's your son getting on with his playing?
Oh, he dabbles now. I think he's lost. Yeah, I think he's lost a bit of interest. To be fair, but he's very good. I wish he'd have kept it up because he's a natural. But you know, if you're not interested in it, then it's no good. Well,
it's a calling, isn't it? Really. I mean, yeah. If he's you know, you might find he'll just get right back into it.
He might
go back
to it later. Yeah. He's on about starting to learn piano now as well. So.
Has he got long fingers like his mother?
He has actually. Yeah. Yeah. So I think he'll do quite well with that.
Some of the odd conversations you and I have. But
don't you think long fingers? I've been told anyway that people with long fingers play piano really well.
They probably also pick their nose quite impressively too, but
doesn't
mean they have to.
See, he doesn't like my fingers apparently.
You showed me the lumpy bit on your arm earlier and it scared me, but there we go.
The lumpy bit on your arm.
He's got a strange lumpy bit.
I've got like witch's hands.
not a pretty sight. Ben, let's take another tune from you. What would you like to listen to now?
Well, this one's called Safety. It actually features a wonderful sitar player called Rupert Pangier. And, just for anything, just for any reason, it's great just to check her do a little sitar solo in this track.
Brilliant. Ben Drummond, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we look forward to further success. You never know, the whole world of mobile networks might be giving you awards by this time next year, and it would be well deserved if they did.
A new phone would be good.
That'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
Well, nice.
There we are. Ben, okay. Cheers, matey. I'll catch up with you soon. Ta-ra
for
now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Backwards hands running through the quicksand of a mind defined to read between the lines. Don't be left behind. Here's a point of view, talking to a ghost that can see right through. We can watch.
best friend, a traitor, and the world gone wrong. The very last song, sung by Slick, who makes it a cake. Is there a space in time, moments where the sunlight, wind blows through the grass, finds the blood of some kind of
Safety's off there, and Ben Drummond. That was lovely, wasn't it?
He's great, amazingly talented singer-songwriter.
He is. He's been going for a fair few years, and I just can't believe somebody, record label, hasn't snapped him up.
No, it's around the same time as Scott Matthews got going, because he and Scott Matthews know each other, and they, you know, Scott was the one that got picked up, and Ben is he's doing his own thing, though, isn't he? He's working hard, and...
Yeah. See, I think he likes to have total control over his music, and I don't know whether you'd get that.
It does get a bit difficult, doesn't it? Yeah. So. Same's true of artwork, if people want you to do commissions.
Mm.
Robert Bowers, hello.
Hello, Jason.
You all right?
That was nicely done.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello.
How are you today, sir?
I'm marvellous, thank you.
Now, what's this about some work being on display in America?
Oh, yes, I've got a new agent.
You've got a new agent, and they started pushing your work all sorts of places.
Yes.
Sounds very exciting. America.
New York, Miami, Connecticut, and Vancouver.
And have they taken you over there to do any particular painting yet, or are you still stuck at home?
I'm going over in a couple of months' time.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what sort of places are displaying at the minute? Is it independent galleries? Or
it's River Street Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Or Riverside Gallery. It's one of them two.
As long as you go to the right one when you go and have a look at them.
Yeah, if you're popping over that way, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're never going to know what to make of you, though, are they? Come on.
Well, these are really soft and gentle stuff. It's not my normal tongue-in-cheek
work. Not your heavy stalls and things like that, and pebbles.
No. It's quite delicate.
Mm-hmm.
I've just done a piece for cancer research.
I have a copy of this. I was given one for my birthday. And is it that sort of thing? Is it the whole...
It's that kind of thing.
It's a beautiful piece of artwork. I mean,
thank you.
You see You go into the art shops. There's one opened up in Wolverhampton recently, and they got the Douglas Hydes, and there's the Rolf Harris things where they do a limited number of different edition prints. And your work's a hell of a lot better than some of the stuff you see in there, and it is top quality artwork.
Thank you very much, sir. That means a lot.
And I haven't had it framed yet. I've got to get the framing done, but I must say thank you to Jan for that, for my birthday.
Isn't it original?
How do you do them? Because you do the original piece of artwork, and then is it printed and copied?
And then you do a limited print off it.
And
there's only 250 ever going to be done.
Oh, so that's good then.
But all the money goes, everything from start to finish, all goes to cancer research.
Very worthwhile cause.
It's a lovely piece of work. And what's the paper and the feel? I mean, how is it done? Is it one of these gouache things or gouache paintings or what?
Well, I'm working in pastels at the moment.
Yeah.
And on heavy duty watercolour paper. Mm-hmm. So I get like a rippled effect.
So I couldn't quite work it out.
It just seems to be working.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably got a low number edition.
I think it's number, I think 57 is what I've got, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, number.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar? I haven't seen it, but is it similar to the work that you put on Facebook a few weeks ago? Well, probably a few months ago now.
Little girls and boys?
I think so, yeah. It was very soft and very...
That's it.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I've gone mellow in my old age.
You'll be sticking toys together again before you know it, probably, knowing you.
I've already started.
You're still playing with those?
Yeah, yeah. That's for me. You'll have to come down, the pair of you, come down.
I've got to get down there. There's various places I promised to be, because we've got to go and see Rob Owen, the gymnast, at some point.
Oh, yes, we have. You're going to do some gymnastics,
No, you are.
You?
we've got to take the milk pot on the road and bring a tape machine down and come and see some of you.
We can do
people.
A summer tour, can't we?
We could, couldn't
yes.
we? That'd be a thrill. they're going to see Mr. Bowers would be rather good fun there. So whereabouts is your little artistic studio? Don't give the
Claverley.
Full address. Claverley.
Yeah, just on the outskirts of Wolverhampton.
Mm-hmm, I know it well.
On the Fabric Barn site. Mm-hmm.
So can anybody pop in there and have a look at what you do, or buy your
yeah,
your
of
art
course.
Or work? Or...
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
my royal appointment
nice.
Only.
People can't just turn up and walk in and say, I'll have that piece, please.
Actually, that's how I got my exhibition in New York.
Mm-hmm.
A woman was over visiting her sister.
Yeah.
Walked in and she says, oh, I like your artwork.
Yeah.
Started asking loads of questions and I thought, she's a bit odd. So I said, do you mind by asking why you're asking me questions? She said, I sell art. And I went, oh, right, okay. And then she said, in New York. My legs just buckled.
How good is that, though? What sort of a chance meeting was that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And signed up the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And shipped some of my work over there.
And is it all original pieces, or is it limited edition runs that they're taking?
They're all originals over in the States, but I'm going to do a release in the UK once I've been shown in the States.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, so it's a way of getting hold of it in two different ways. Obviously, much more money for the real thing. And
yes.
You'll be on birthday cards as well. I think that'd work quite well.
Do you know what? I don't mind if I am.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think it's selling out, but...
Oh, do you think
so? You can earn a living.
I was going to say, I bet it pays quite well, though.
Well, if you can earn a living from... what you do while you're asleep.
Because you could do a whole range of the same thing, you know, like you do in your art galleries, and they'll buy, like, the whole lot off you in one go, won't they, I suppose?
They do, and then turn it into greetings cards, different size prints.
Hmm.
I have no qualms with that at all.
No, and it's getting real art to people who can't afford to go out and buy even the limited edition works that you get they start at about 800 quid, don't they, some of the bigger ones, but if you get something that you actually hold and have on the mantelpiece at home, it's really nice for people.
It is. I mean, a fella bought one a few weeks back and then took it down to London to get it valued, bearing in mind I'm a local lad. And he paid a good price, but then he rang me up and he said, I've just had it valued at 28,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How much did he buy it from you for?
800.
Oh, how can you have made that much difference in like a few weeks?
Just because they research your name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what to sell your next one for then?
I'd rather give my work away to somebody who likes it.
Well, I'll have one if it's worth it.
Yeah, but you're
going to
just flog the thing. She would flog it. You know what she's like?
Yeah, eBay.
I wouldn't mind being your UK agent by the sounds of things and trying to take a bit of a cut that way, to be fair, mate.
Jump on it, okay.
We'll see what we can flog.
Dude, you know what I think would work really well? You know, you did your exhibition of dolls and, like, headless dolls and things like that. Those as greeting cards. Print them all off and send them off. I think that'd be quite funny.
I like that idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's
just headless dolls. Greeting cards.
Two agents in one room at the same time. I think this could actually work. Well, there we go.
Fabulous.
Right, we'll come up with some ideas. We'll market you and take all of the profit, if that's all right. That's the way it tends to work, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, he did say he wanted to give it away, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, so he hasn't managed to get our two blue bumps off him yet. We'll have to do that when we go over.
I know. I'm still waiting.
You come down and they're yours.
Okay, right. We'll sort out coming to see you then, sir.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about this off the podcast. But there
okay,
we are.
Sir.
So anything else happening that we ought to know about? Because you do like to spring things on us every once in a while.
I'm just doing a big piece for Dorothy Round, who was the tennis player in the 1930s. And what else am I doing? I've just done a big piece for an island in Dudley. I know that's Dudley, but not Wolverhampton. But
we travel to Dudley.
We've talked about America, so why not Dudley?
It's a piece from the middle of a traffic island.
Yes, yeah.
Dudley do a lot of that sort of thing, don't they?
It's through the council. The council are fantastic on their art.
Mm-hmm. They do like to make things. I mean, it makes it easier to get around as well, because you can buy the one with the horse on it, or Pegasus, or whatever it is.
Exactly.
And is this the large hand that I've seen around and about online?
No. Mine's the one putting out is a phoenix.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom of the Broadway in Dudley.
So that's one to look out for.
Yeah, and I'm working tonight, actually, at Sedgley Youth Services.
What do you do there?
I'm a detached youth worker on a night.
Oh, right. Detached.
You're just very busy. It means you don't work for them directly, but come along and do stuff, I take it.
Okay.
Yeah, play the kids up more so.
that wouldn't surprise me either, knowing what you're like.
I bet they're shocked by you, aren't they? But they've never quite had a youth worker the same as yourself.
Well, we just have a great time.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks back, I got them to actually make their own bumps.
Yeah.
And put them out. So there's a little army of bumps floating around, which is fantastic. the kids own it, then it's theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there you go.
All right, well, we will come and see you and collect a couple of bumps from you as well.
Marvellous.
I bet they're worth a bit as well, aren't they?
I was going to say, how much will they be worth?
They are.
Another Robert Bowers original. And then we should be nipping off to London to get them valued almost immediately. Robert, thank you for joining us. Lovely to talk to you as ever.
And to you too, both as
Thank you very much.
All right then.
See you soon. Try for now.
Bye.
Let's take one more track from Ben Drummond now. This one is called Come the Morning. Thank you. Dendrum and Come the Morning here on the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe with you. And now it's time. It's been pretty much music with a small amount of art thrown in today, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
What with the lovely Zoe Turner, opera singer, Ben doing his bits and pieces, and then Rob a moment or two ago. We have another Rob or Rob or whatever you want to call him. It's Mr. Herman. Hello.
Well, you can call me whatever you want. People call me they call me all sorts of things, actually.
You varied from Bob to Robbo, because your missus calls you Rob whenever I'm around, but you've always been introduced as Bob Herman to me through the years of knowing you from the fact you've plugged music to all the radio stations I think I've ever been at.
That's right, yes, for about the last 37 years, actually, which is scary, isn't it?
Well, because as I'm only 38, that's very frightening. There we go, just to make you feel old.
They were cylinders when I first started, Jase.
Wouldn't surprise me, but there we go. Now, tell us a bit about, because you used to work for Sony, didn't you? Was that your first company you ever worked for?
Well, it was the only company I ever worked for, actually. I worked for Sony Music for 31 years. Well, it was CBS Records when I first joined it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the mid-80s, I think it was, CBS were actually, well, the record division was bought by Sony Corporation, and then it became Sony Music. And obviously, it was Sony Music up till mid-2000, 2005, then merged with BMG. At that point, I left and went independent and now do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, though you know pretty much everybody in the industry up and down the country because you've been working rather hard. I mean, you've worked with some amazing artists in the past as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I have. I mean, I've worked with, like, you know, people like Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, ABBA, Chicago.
And you've met these people and taken them around radio stations as well.
Well, I have. I mean, Bruce Springsteen, I didn't actually take to a radio station because he didn't actually sort of do anything interview-wise, but I did meet him and had a good, good old chat with him backstage at Symphony Hall in Birmingham after he did the Tom Joad tour. And Michael Jackson, though, I did take to a radio station in Birmingham many years ago.
Well, good old BRMB.
It was good old BRMB when it was good old BRMB in Aston Road North.
Oh, and in Radio House.
That's it, Radio House, the old Alpha TV studio.
That was a weird old building, that
Never
was.
Never mind BRMB. What about Michael Jackson?
Oh, sorry,
be a nice chap.
You can tell the radio.
Never mind
there,
what
you?
The station was like.
Let's talk about BRMB. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was actually a very sort of really nice guy, very sort of polite, very interested in the people that he met that particular day, but eccentric, very eccentric as well. Bear in mind, he was only about 20 years old when this particular instance of going to BR&B took place.
Mm, I was going to say, he does look like, when he was alive, he did look like he was very demure and polite and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, he was, and as I say, I think he made, a very good impression on everybody he met that day. I mean, at that point, he was still a member of the Jacksons because they'd played in Birmingham the previous night, and that's why, after a lot of persuasion, his manager allowed him to go with. I took the manager along as well, a guy called Freddie DeMann, who is a very sort of legendary American artist manager. He came along as well, and he was in the process at that time of making the Off the Wall album, which was his first solo album. So although he was a big star, he wasn't. He hadn't actually gone into mega stardom as he subsequently did.
What sort of eccentrics did you see when, you were taking him around the studio?
Well,
that you can speak about.
Okay, well, as an example, it was more a case of, at the studios, he asked a whole... Normally, when artists are sort of going in for an interview, while tracks are playing, because it was a live interview, as most interviews were in those days... quite often, sort of there'd be a nervous silence or, there'd be the odd question asked about the weather and nothing else. But Michael was asking the presenter at the time, Stuart White, all sorts of questions about himself, sort of where did he live? Was he married? Did he have any kids? All sorts of things. So that was more unusual. But it was good because he was showing interest in what was going on around him. But afterwards, he wanted to do some shopping in Birmingham city centre. And one of the things he particularly wanted to get was some cassettes for his Walkman, because he had a Sony Walkman, which in those days obviously worked on cassettes. And he wanted to get a few cassettes from a store, and we actually went to a record store in Corporation Street that's no longer there. He was saying that he wanted to get the cassette that was from the film about the bunny rabbits.
And
of course,
Art Garfunkel's Bright Eyes.
It was. He wanted the Watership Down soundtrack, which contained Art Garfunkel's Bright Eyes. Exactly right. So things like that, you know, it was just a little bit unusual, And
a lot of people bought that record.
A lot of people. No. A lot of people bought that record. It was just unusual that they, most of them didn't actually ask for the music about the bunny
rabbits. No.
And also, he obviously didn't expect to pay for anything that he'd taken in the store. I mean, don't get me wrong, he didn't shoplift it, but he expected me, and I did. I sorted it out by subsequently replacing the things he'd bought with sort of replacement stock of things that we had in the office, you know. Mm. So basically, we did a like-for-like swap. But ironically, the Bright Eyes soundtrack was actually on the CBS label at the time, so I could have got him one from the office anyhow. But
he enjoyed the shopping trip in Brum, that's what
he
counts.
He enjoyed the shopping trip in Brum, until it got to the point where the manager noticed there were no display material in there for the Jacksons' latest album, and then obviously everything hit the fan then. But Michael was fine, and we dropped him back at the hotel, and... yeah, it was quite an experience.
I bet you've got story after story, haven't you, like that? Just
well, I've got one or two, but yeah. I mean, I can't just reel them off. Sort of.
No.
I just need my memory jogging every so often, you know. So.
Do you keep like a little, or have you kept like a little memento from everybody that you've met? Like, I don't know.
You can't cut their hair off when you're driving around Brum.
No, I don't know. You tend to collect things like that, don't you, when you're in the music business?
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, some people, you know, always insist on like having their photos or try and get their photo taken with artists they work with and stuff. And I've never been one to do that because I know that they get so many requests anyways from fans, and like when you go into a radio station there's always a few people that want to do that. I just let that happen, and generally I've not done much of that sort of thing, and I certainly haven't really kept any mementos, although there's certain things that sort of I've got that have been sort of particular bits of memorabilia that the company's issued that I've hung on to if it's been of a particular artist. You know, I've got things relating to Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan and stuff like that, and some of the old Philadelphia soul artists that were I'm talking about names that you won't remember or won't have heard of maybe, but the OJs, Billy Paul, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, those are the sort of artists, the first artists I worked with when I first started, you see.
Just so, take you back, I've heard of all of them, I'm showing my age again now. But
well, maybe you are, Jason. You know.
So what's currently really working in the music industry? Because I know that a while ago you were working Sneaky Sound System, and I saw a really good gig by them and heard some great music by them, but you must see names that are coming along now and think, hang on, this is going to be big, they're going to be great.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Sneaky Sound System were they had huge success in Australia, but it didn't quite work here, unfortunately. It must have been the record plugger, but the actual sort of gigs were sort of certainly building, and we were getting more and more people along to their gigs, but the records just didn't seem to sort of really connect with the public over here. But at the moment, I mean, I've got a really great roster of artists that I'm working on, because I've got JLS, obviously, with the massive success they've had in the last 12 months. It's been a really good one to do, and they're, you know, lovely lads and deserve all the success they've got, you know, because they just work so hard, and they're also, you know, sort of very sort of appreciative of all the efforts that go in for them. So that's really good. And obviously I do sort of other artists such as Paloma Faith.
Absolutely amazing artist, that one.
She is amazing.
She's brilliant. The song that you've given me a copy of that I actually played down at Molyneux on Saturday, absolutely awesome tune.
Was that Upside Down?
It was.
Yeah, no, that's the... I think that's the fourth single now to come off the album, and the album is, you know, just really superb. And it's her live shows are something to see, because she's a real entertainer live. Partly because she is a little bit sort of left field herself in her own way. She's really fun to work with, because you never know quite what she's going to do or say next.
Mm-hmm.
So with most artists you work, after you've worked with them for a while, you know exactly sort of what they're going to do, how they're going to react. You sort of second guess what they're going to be doing. But she actually quite often confounds you, and certain things that she'll say, you think, oh dear, I wish she hadn't said that. But it's part of her attraction, and I really enjoy working with her.
Well, if we can get her on the phone, that'd be lovely. Not that I would normally ask for this sort of thing, but...
She's lost her voice at the moment. She's playing in London tonight, but last week we had to cancel all her promo because of this throat problem she'd got. But maybe there'll be a moment when we can do something.
That would be good fun.
We'll nip her in some way.
We do like them unpredictable. That always has to
be. She's unpredictable, all right. But and also I do Lamar, who obviously, you know, he's just going from strength to strength. He's got his hits album out now, and this is like, he's had four albums. This is his fifth album, and you don't realise exactly sometimes how long Lamar's been around yet. Mm. He's only just turned 30, which is...
It means about 7 years, isn't it, since all
that's,
that famous
That's right,
stuff.
It is, yeah, because I actually started work with him when I was still at Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember you plugging him to me then.
That's right, yeah. And basically, apart from one album, which I missed just after I'd left the company, I've worked on all his albums, and again, he's a real gent. I can't speak, you know, highly enough about Lamar. He's a really, really sort of a really fine chap.
And so, he doesn't make the papers as much as some of them, because for all the right reasons.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he's never been one to sort of like court publicity. You know, sort of. You won't ever see Lamar, you know, doing the old red carpet thing. Yeah, he does go to one or two gigs and stuff, and reluctantly, he's been along to one or two premieres when they've told him he's got to be along there. But generally, you know, sort of, he doesn't sort of do, you know, any of the stuff that you'll quite often you know, sort of see in the tabloids. So, you know, it's you know, he's just a top bloke. Yeah, so and obviously I'm just back now with Scouting for Girls, who are actually sort of hopefully going to be very high in the chart this coming week, because the record This Ain't a Love Song is out this week. So
it was looking quite popular on iTunes when I popped on there a bit earlier today.
It's number one on iTunes this morning. Mm-hmm. So let's hope. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean what the midweek is going to say. And the boys are actually saying that they really want to be Easter number one. So
that's a good claim to fame, I think, isn't it?
Christmas number one, be Easter number one.
Yeah, that's the way. And it is pretty much a resurrection for them, I suppose, as well, one way of looking at it, too.
Well, very good, Jason.
Moving on.
Well, that's why you do what you do.
Badly as this, but there we go. Bob, lovely to talk to you.
No worries, good to talk to you guys, too, and I hope the Milk Bar goes from strength to strength. And
so do we.
Catch you again at some point soon.
Cheers, thanks.
Thank
Bob.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Lovely talking to Bob there. And you see, you're so envious of the meeting Michael Jackson thing.
Well, not particularly that. I just think it's really exciting, isn't it? When you know, you've got interesting people to show around and to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And lots of stories and experiences, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's brought people in for me to interview in the past. And it is just they're sort of going from one place to the next to the next to the next. And it takes some of the magic away, I would have thought. But it's still a really cool way of spending your time.
Yeah, because I mean, you see all these people sort of like singing and like doing interviews and all that sort of thing, but you don't really know the real them until you meet them in a situation like that, really. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Zoe, lovely to see you again. And it's nice.
I shall try so hard next week to be on time.
You're going to do that? Yeah, because it's just waste my night when I could be out enjoying myself rather than hanging around waiting for you.
I'm so sorry, Jason. I'm so sorry.
It's Easter next week.
Yes, it is.
So we'll have eaten lots of chocolate eggs by the time you come back to us.
I'm going to London for 2 days as well, which will be exciting.
An exciting Easter break.
Yes, I'm hoping to go on the Duck Tours, so I should let you know how that
goes. On the what?
It's called the Duck Tour. You go around.
Does it involve ducks?
Well, sort of. It's like a red, yellow boat, sorry.
Oh, one of them, yeah.
Yes, you know, the D-Day things. They can go on land and water. You do like a tour on land first, and then they drive you into the Thames and show you around the Thames as well.
That would scare the hell out of me. Nice. I've seen them do very similar things in a looky-likey yellow submarine in Liverpool as well, but there we are.
Well, fingers crossed it won't sink because I can't swim.
No, that would be bad.
Yes.
Zoe, lovely to see you as ever, and we are going to see your doctor about your lump, okay?
Yes, it's not very nice, is it?
Back next week for episode 43 of The Milk Bar. So have an hour.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.